Moon Letter, Astrological Podcast.
Uranus and the Astrology of the Midlife Crisis by Ben Belinsky. Everyone should have a midlife crisis. Well, maybe not a crisis exactly, but rather a period of time in the middle of life when all the skills and accomplishments of the last 40-odd years come up for re-evaluation, and the attitudes that have led us to this point in our lives come up for renewal. For some, this can be a time of psychological stress and depression. For others, this can be a time of liberation and discovery. And when we say midlife, what do we mean exactly? From an astrological point of view, we're looking at the cycles of three of the outer planets. We get oppositions from three of them. Oppositions can seem like challenges, but their effect is to complete us and give us a new perspective. Jupiter, which has a cycle of around 12 years, will be opposite the position when we were born at age 42. Saturn has a cycle of around 30 years and will be opposite its natal position at around age 45. But the main influence is Uranus, which has a cycle of 84 years and has completed half of its orbit when we are 42 years old. Let's look at these influences in turn. But before we start, please bear in mind that these numbers do not represent exact dates. Sure, the planets in the solar system work like clockwork, and their movements are totally predictable. But from the point of view of Earth, the other planets can appear to move backwards as well as forwards, so we need to take that into account when we predict the position of a planet. Plus, we have to bear in mind that the planet Uranus takes 7 years to move through a sign. So if we were born with Uranus at the beginning of a sign, the half return will occur earlier than if it was at the end. At roughly age 45, Saturn is opposite its natal position. The last time it was in this position was age 14 to 16, when we were going through the years of teenage rebellion. So around age 45, it's a time to revisit whatever we went through when we were teenagers. Generally speaking, adolescence is a time when we start to learn responsibility and when we form our individual identities. Then there's the lesser influence of the Jupiter opposition. Jupiter aspects are to do with growth and expansion. But when the angle is an opposition, there is a tendency to go over the top, which could lead to consequences if we are unable to restrain ourselves. But the main influence in the so-called midlife crisis is that of Uranus. As I mentioned, this planet has a cycle of 84 years. It represents the complete human life cycle. Some of us will reach our Uranus return at age 84. See you there. But many of us will get to the halfway point of 42. Uranus' process is about becoming an individual, a whole person, what the Jungians call individuation. Carl Jung described people as introverts or extroverts. Extroverts focus their life on external rewards and satisfactions, job, prestige, finances, property, social status, while introverts are more concerned with creativity, values, empathy, and effective relationships. You can see from this that our Western society is in general more extroverted than introverted. Jung also described people as tending to four different psychological functions: thinking, feeling, intuiting, and sensing. A predominantly thinking type can analyze situations in terms of cause and effect and connect concepts, while a feeling type can evaluate and make judgments on the basis of what feels or doesn't feel right. Please note, feeling here does not necessarily mean emotional. Emotion is the expression of feeling, and not all feeling types are overtly emotional. Sensing types need the input of physical sensation, the five senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, and tasting. You'll find them as chefs, fashion designers, musicians, sculptors, and so on. Whereas intuitive types perceive directly to the mind without going through the senses. You can see from this that not only is our Western culture extroverted, it also specializes in thinking and sensing. This is obvious in our scientific paradigm, which is based on reason and observation. In other words, thinking and sensing. The skills of feeling types and intuitive types tend to be given less consideration and are undervalued and, in some cases, belittled and degraded. Just to mention that while in some typologies, such as the Myers-Briggs, these psychological types are defining categories, for Jung they are functions, part of the dynamic process of becoming a whole person. For astrologers, these four functions are reflected in the four elements of the signs, air being thinking, water being feeling, earth being sensing, and fire being intuiting. So, a big part of the process of individuation is to develop and integrate our opposite nature so that we become whole. And that is what happens in our middle years. Uranus flips us over like a pole shift, so that the parts of ourselves that we haven't been living, for whatever reason, want to be heard and lived. Saturn asks us to look again at the deals we made during our adolescent years when we were establishing our sense of identity and our place in the world. And Jupiter is asking us to grow beyond our limits. Let's look at some examples. The classic picture, almost the cliché, is of a man, extrovert, thinking-sensing type. By his 40s, he has got a good position in his company. He has a family and is on his way to paying off his mortgage. Then he starts getting feelings of dissatisfaction. He's getting older. He's slowing down. His inner world is starting to make demands. This can manifest as strange dreams or a yearning for the freedom of his younger self. Maybe he has an affair. Maybe he tries a holiday. But the strategies and solutions he's been using all his life no longer work. Or maybe the economic situation means that his career hasn't taken off. He's hit 40 and he's still paying off student debt and is nowhere near being able to afford his own place. He's wondering what the point of it all is. Slowly he realizes that he's been living his life according to the expectations of others and not doing what he really wants to do. How does he reconnect with himself? Then there's the extrovert woman. Her identity is tied up with her appearance, being a mother and homemaker. She enjoys the social position that her husband's income can bring, but her body is changing as she goes through the menopause. Along with that, there's a change in her sense of herself as a person and a woman. Her children are grown up and independent. If she can let go of all that, she risks facing the fact that she has suppressed her creative side and has been living her life vicariously through her husband and children. Maybe she's kept her career going, trying to balance her identity between her roles as businesswoman and partner or mother. Or maybe she's been focused on her career and has put off having children. She's still single, and her biological clock is ticking. However she's got to where she is, she finds herself in a space where there are no longer any guidelines, and everything is thrown into doubt. All the anti-aging treatments and spa visits don't seem to help. How can she get back in touch with her inner self? It's different for introverts, male or female. During the first half of their life, they have been living in an uneasy compromise with the extrovert world, doing what is expected of them while keeping their values to themselves. Then Saturn comes along and shows them the deal they made when they were a teenager, shows them that they chose that identity for themselves, chose to hide their light in order to avoid destructive criticism, keeping their creativity as a hobby, or worse, as a secret. Then in their midlife, Uranus comes along, and they can no longer hide who they are. Maybe they find a way to turn their hobby into an income, for the world of extroverts measures everything in cash terms. But having developed their own inner reality, they don't rely on the judgments of other people and are free to express what needs to be expressed. There are many paths through this dark forest of the so-called midlife crisis, or maybe one has to make one's own path just by walking. This crisis takes us through a transition, a liminal space, where the established order of things has been dissolved. There can be many wrong turnings, dead ends, clinging to old certainties and strategies, trying to recapture what has already gone, distracting oneself in order to avoid the discomfort, the feeling of being lost. It's understandable that for some this can be a cause of anxiety. I say for some, because as Uranus is the main driver of these changes, it will depend how well this planet is configured or connected in the natal chart. Basically, one of the gifts of Uranus is an independent spirit and the ability to handle change and uncertainty. For those with Uranus on a main angle of the chart, rising, culminating, or setting, or connected to one of the personal planets, the seeds of the change are already there. For those for whom the connection to Uranus is less solid, the transition can be more challenging, as the journey to become ourselves can go against tradition and the opinions and judgments of others, leaving us with a sense of being in a non-place, without the usual psychological means of coping. But whatever goes on, the important thing at this time of life is to allow the changes. The old order that we've been taking for granted has to dissolve, and before a new order can be established, we have to go through a transitional phase where things feel less certain, and where we have to be more fluid and malleable in order to adapt. The only way to get hurt is to resist what is in fact a natural and necessary process of becoming a whole person, of becoming oneself.
And for more astrological and spiritual musings, check out moonletter.co.uk.